The purpose of the training is to familiarize participants with the concepts and principles of group operation and to develop the ability to build commitment and motivation of participants, including those who are regarded as disadvantaged. Disadvantaged participants may include people who are homeless, the elderly, children, ethnic minorities, people with substance addiction, people with learning disabilities, or people with mental health issues. The new collaboration, model of group dynamics, training explains the concepts and principles of group operation, including the 5 stages of group formation model, as well as providing the participants with techniques and information to increase their ability to lead groups with disadvantaged participants. This will be achieved through self-reflection, group discussion, as well as carrying out various exercises. The effects of the training include increasing the effectiveness of the trainers' work with groups and improving the quality of the training process and the atmosphere in the group. The training program consists of 6 modules covering the following aspects. Module 1, Introduction to Group Dynamics. Module 2, Training Focus Techniques. Module 3, Building the Involvement of Training Participants. Module 4, Understanding the Different Stages of Training and the Changing Needs of the Group. Module 5, Working with Disadvantaged Groups. Module 6, When it Conclusion. Comes to group dynamics, it is an area composed of many aspects. Firstly, the role of the group leader in building participants' commitment and motivation is key, as without this, the group will display a lack of focus as well as result in a negative group dynamic. Secondly, the group may be composed of disadvantaged individuals. These individuals may require special assistance or the tailoring of specific tasks and exercises towards their needs and expectations. As a leader of such a group, you must be able to identify challenges and barriers when working with disadvantaged groups before the session, as well as during. Sometimes, the sessions may be too long for these participants. Therefore, you must know how to use various techniques to focus participants' attention. This includes relaxation, meditation, and mindfulness exercises, which will be discussed in a further podcast. Thirdly, group dynamics change over short and long periods of time. This means it may be difficult to uphold a positive atmosphere and group dynamic. As the group leader, you may face challenges or issues. Therefore, it is important you can focus on the situation at hand, as well as cope with the stressors which may be presented to you. A positive group dynamic can be maintained through team building and communication exercises, including the ability to listen, ask questions, give feedback, and resolve conflicts. This will improve the ability to cope with stress while conducting group training, including conflicts, group resistance, and crisis situations. Overall, this training will show you how to lead a training which has high participant involvement, a positive atmosphere and group dynamic to achieve better results in the training process whilst catering to the needs of disadvantaged individuals. Funded by the European Union, views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the author only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union. Neither the European Union nor the granting authority can be held responsible for them.